It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market. Now, Fairy House Sunday Market is one of the best markets in the whole of Ireland. It's one of the largest outdoor markets on the entire island of Ireland, and it's been on the go over 30 years. It's been a Sunday go-to for people from near and far ever since, and the reason being, it has everything. It literally has everything that you could possibly want. Clothing, shoes, jewellery, kitchenware, mats, rugs, plants, shrubs, power tools, fishing tackle. The list goes on and on and on. And there's also a car boot section of the market every Sunday where either you can come along and sell out of the boot of your car. Now, you have to register first, or you can just mosey on around and have a look at what people are selling. And it's a great day out for the whole family. Now, recently, I visited Fairy House Market and spoke to a number of the stall holders, including Casper, who started his stall in Fairy House Sunday Market 2 years ago and has gone from strength to strength ever since.
We're basically doing the candles, soy wax candles. That's the story that was the thing we started with. After 2 years making the candles, we actually opened our shop in Navan. When we keep making them, we progress. We put some kind of special crystal, making handmade jewelry, and we just keep growing from one stall to the shop in 2 years.
There you go. That is Casper. Fairy House Sunday Market. You can check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Fairy House Sunday Market. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? As you may know, there is a national rally for Ireland, or at least that's the title of this rally, taking place in Dublin City on the 26th of April. That is Saturday, the 26th of April. And if it's anything like previous rallies, a fairly large crowd will attend. But there's also a counter demonstration, Dublin Stands Against Racism, and that will be at 1:30 outside the GPO on O'Connell Street. So, two protests, a rally and then a counter protest. Being held right smack bang in the city centre. We've seen this before, it has happened before, and tense scenes have been witnessed in the city centre. There is a fear that tomorrow's protest could be hijacked, could turn violent, could be ugly. I got this message from one of our listeners, and I want you to have a listen to this. I really think you should cover this on your podcast, and I'll call in because I think it's disgusting. On the Facebook page for where I live in Coolock, there's loads of parents saying that they're going into town on Saturday for this protest thing. I don't even know what it's about. And they're bringing the kids with me like it's a day out. I am so embarrassed for them. It's no place for a kid, and there could be trouble. And no kid wants to go to something with a load of angry scruffs shouting bollocks for 2 hours. Shame on these so-called parents. And that is from a guy called Glenn. So, Glenn is basically urging parents not to bring kids to this rally. Can I set the scene for what this rally is going to be about?
Can I just, that was my first question. I work in the media, as you know. We do this podcast as well. I don't know what this protest is about per se, because I'm seeing different posts saying different things about what it's about. So okay. I don't actually know. And I think a lot of people don't.
Okay, let me play firstly a little bit of audio from Councillor Malachy Steenson. Now, as you know,
a friend of ours,
Malachy is he is a councillor. He has been an agitator for a number of years, particularly where it comes to immigration.
I wouldn't call him an agitator.
This is a video that he put up explaining what this protest is about. So have a listen to this, please.
As we approach the 109th anniversary of Easter 1916, we're calling a national rally on the 26th of April. That's the Saturday after Easter, 2 p.m., the Garden of Remembrance. This rally is both to reflect on our historic past and remember those who gave their lives to create this republic. Also, to protest against those in government and in the NGO sector who have sought to destroy that republic. We're protesting about immigration, open borders that have destroyed this country, the abandonment of any sense of sovereignty, the intention to remove our neutrality, everything that is wrong in this country. We urge you to be there and stand with those who are prepared to defend this country.
Now, the music that's playing in the background would go through your brain, but...
Malik, you should have chosen better music.
But you get the idea of this is a national day, a national rally for Ireland.
So is it about immigration? Is that all it's...
A lot to do with immigration, yeah. And their belief that the government isn't running the country well, that they're looking after each other and blah, blah, blah. Okay, there's another video that I want to play the audio from as well. This is from a lady called Claire Clarkson, who on her TikTok, runs a TikTok called What's Going On Ireland.
Great TikTok account.
So have a listen to what Claire has to say about this protest tomorrow.
Guys, just a word of warning. If you are planning to go to the protest in Dublin next Saturday, organised by the Fooligans, it could end up like the Dublin riots of 2023. I would just advise anybody with small children, please don't bring them into it. And if you're somebody who doesn't want to get caught up in the madness that was the Dublin riots, I would say avoid it at all costs. The Fooligans are arranging it and there is a lot of infighting between them. They're all trying to look a little bit more powerful. They're making a lot of kind of awful comments towards each other, never mind anybody else. I just say, unless you're prepared to get involved in the madness we saw in Dublin before, stay well away. Just stay well away.
Okay, so that is her video where she's urging people to stay away. So what we know is that there is the National Rally for Ireland at 2 o'clock at the Garden of Remembrance.
Which is for immigration, that's it.
No, it's not just that. It's these far right heads that are giving out about absolutely everything that's wrong with the country.
Okay.
And then there is a counter-protest, Dublin Stands Against Racism, which would be at the GPO. So as this group are coming from the Garden of Remembrance down along O'Connell Street, as we've seen before, the counter-protest will be at the GPO and they'll be taunting each other, and there could be ugly scenes. There could very well be. Now, the guards have said that they will have a very high visible Garda presence on the streets of Dublin on Saturday, which hopefully will keep a lid on it. Anyway, the question is, this is what Glenn had to say, and that lady, Claire Clarkson, don't bring the kids in. It is not a day out for the kids. It could turn nasty.
First of all, I respect everybody's right to protest, and that is the backbone of this country, is to allow peaceful protest in the city centre. Now, the fact is, I feel sorry for businesses in the city centre. I would rather regrout the tiles of my bathroom, which need to be done tomorrow, than go to protest into the city centre. Either way, on either side of the fence. I just can't think of anything worse. Now, if you ask me, would I bring my kids in?
Sorry, a lot of people would argue, well, why do you not stand for anything? If you stand for one side or the other, you should be there supporting one side or the other.
That's just not my scene. I can't think of anything worse. And I'm sure people who respect their freedoms also respect the rights of someone not to go in to a protest. And by the way, the whole country ain't going to be there tomorrow, okay? There's not going to be 4 million people in the city centre, okay? So the vast majority of people are not going to the protest. Is that fair to say? That's statistically accurate.
Yes, of course it is, yeah.
Okay, there's not going to be more than 2 million people at the protest.
No, of course not, no.
Oh, you disagree with Glenn referring to them as scruffs? I think that's classist, Glenn, to suggest that everybody...
Well, that lady Claire described them as the Fooligans.
Yeah, but I will say this. It is not a place for children. I can imagine saying to my kids tomorrow, do you want to go into town? Oh, what are we going in? Are we going in to go to Stephen's Green? Are we going in to go to the cinema? No, we're going in about something that you don't know anything about, you don't need to know anything about, you just enjoy your childhood. There's going to be a lot of people shouting at each other. They would have no interest in going. So no kids want to go to that, okay? They don't want to go to it. So for God's sake, if you have young kids, actually do something with them tomorrow that's productive rather than bringing them in to a protest. There is no business being at a protest for children. And secondly, if it does turn ugly, and let's be honest, the chances are fairly high that there's going to be some sort of incident.
There would at least be taunting, there would at least be angry shouting from one side to the other, especially as they pass by the GPO. And it could turn nasty. Hopefully the guards will be all over it like a rash and make sure that nothing does kick off, but it could.
The point is, I've seen on Twitter there over the last 48 hours some of the people who are saying they're going to be there, and they are people I would not want my kids within 2 kilometres of. They're just troublemakers and agitators, some of the people that are going there to that protest. So why in God's name? And I know, even though we're doing this podcast, I know over the weekend there'll be photographs on the news showing mothers pushing, you know, the Patriot Maz draped in the flags, pushing the prams of Caden and Jaden and Layden, pushing the prams down O'Connell Street, and people shouting abuse at each other. Shame on you if you bring your children.
Okay, so the question that we're asking is there any harm in bringing children to a protest where you're going to speak publicly about something that you believe in? Whether it is at the so-called National Rally for Ireland or the Dublin Stand Against Racism counter-protest, is there anything wrong with bringing children? That's the question.
I'm saying that about any protest. I'm not just saying that about a far right, far left, whatever protest. I'm saying that about any protest. It's not really a play. When you have, put it this way, angry, riled up, have you seen some of the videos of some of the people?
Yeah.
They're like ready to go, ready to explode. When you mix angry adults with opposing views into the mix with children, that is not a good mix, and you're going to end up with trouble. And for God's sake, and I know this is falling on deaf ears because Kirsty wants to bring her 6 children into town tomorrow because it's a great day out for them, and they need to know what Ireland they're growing up in and all that, blah, 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 blah. For God's sake, just leave them at home or bring them to the park.
Okay, that's the question. We'd like to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Glenn.
How's it going, lads and Katie? You can't come on. Sorry, didn't work. This whole thing's pissing me off. I live in Spain. I'm a person on a left central view, and I work for kids. So, here's my thing. Bringing kids to this rally thing or whatever is absolutely disgusting. I've seen some of your comments like, oh, we're showing the kids that we're fighting for them. No, you're fighting for them with your own personal agenda. Look, I don't like the far left and I don't like the far right. I think both groups are scum. They're brainwashed. Whatever you want to call them, it's all about them. And if you have a different opinion, you might as well be wearing a fucking bulletproof vest because they'll turn on you in 2 seconds. My whole thing here is you kill children in the key stages of development and you're turning them to believe that only one nationality and race is important, when in fact we should be organising things to celebrate diversity in Ireland, acknowledgement, you know, and to encourage our kids to do better than what we're doing currently now. That's the state of the country. And I'm sorry, it's going to cause murder on your show, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, but it always seems to be the north side of Dublin, from the rougher areas, that are having these protests on personal views. And so I don't hear that many people from Fox Rock and Black Rock turn around and go, oh, get them out. You know what I mean? Because the people with that kind of mindset and intelligence know foreigners in the country equals more job, more money and more labour. Cheaper labour, in fairness, because they will. There's probably some lads here that will fucking work for 2 or 3 or less on a site than an Irish person would because they're too entitled. So that's what I believe in. I believe in quality, diversity, and show a good example for your children. Not this fucking racist bullshit that's going to happen on Saturday.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Can I just respond to Glenn's message there? And he's saying you won't get many people from Fox Rock marching with the far right, as he calls them, tomorrow. And that is true. But there, a lot of people would argue, Glenn, the reason why is that most people living in these areas like Fox Rock don't have an iPass centre beside them. They're not overrun with immigration problems. So that would be the reason. Now, having said that, I have an iPass centre, as I've said many, many times. I have an iPass centre literally 10 minutes walk from my house, and we've never had an ounce of trouble from the individuals that are in that. Not an ounce of trouble. Children aren't going missing. Women aren't being sexually assaulted. Businesses aren't being broken into. None of that is happening. They go to the iPass centre. They come out for a walk. They go and get their food. They go back in. There's been no problems whatsoever.
As I said, the guards have said that there will be high visibility policing operation in place in town for this protest and the counter demonstration. That says it all, really, that there is going to be a very high policing presence in Dublin tomorrow.
But when you see,
but it says it all about the fear that something could kick off.
Because when you see some of the nut jobs that are going in into town for this protest. No, I'm not saying everybody that's going in. There are genuine cases of concerned parents who are going in. But I'm talking about some of the absolute nut jobs that are going into that place. And agitators as well that are going in and that are going to try and rile people up. I mean, you look at Dog Kicker. Dog Kicker will be probably there tomorrow, won't he?
Oh, I'm sure he will. Yeah, of course he will. Yeah. Recording, broadcasting live, no doubt.
Broadcasting live.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, apparently I don't agree with kids being allowed to go to these things. I think that there's a far too strong a risk of there being trouble, especially with two rallies, protests, whatever you want to call them, going on. I can't see it ending well, unfortunately.
Now, hopefully, as I said, the guards will be all over this like a rash and that there will be no trouble, that they will succeed in keeping the different factions apart tomorrow.
I sent you a message on WhatsApp earlier on. Illegal immigration is a thing that happens all over the world. It's unfortunate, but you know, it is what it is. Obviously, you know, if you want to talk about people coming in on airplanes with losing their documents mid-flight, you know, they shouldn't be allowed. They should be put into a prison, you know, within the airport. They should never be allowed out because you can't obviously send them back to where the plane came from because the country will not take them in, and they just send them on a plane back to Ireland. You know, that I don't know what you could possibly do against that. But legal immigration is not something that's not ever going to be solved by people walking down a common street.
Okay, so let me get back to the point about this protest tomorrow. Do you believe that it is a place that parents should bring kids?
No, absolutely not. Purely because of the risks, plus the fact that they're kids, they shouldn't be exposed to, you know, all this rhetoric on both sides. Now, I'm not, you know, obviously, you know, I'm left-leaning. But like, you know, kids shouldn't be brought even to the rally as a, the Ireland Stands for Against Racism rally. Kids shouldn't be at these things because there will be hatred spewed on both sides. There's a high risk of a kicking off. And people, I don't think anybody wants to see in the newspaper on Sunday or Monday I don't want to see you doing a show next week saying several kids were injured in the riots on O'Connor Street.
Absolutely. It's an horrific thought. So you would be also pleading with parents not to bring children anywhere near the protest tomorrow?
I won't plead with parents. I mean, if these fucking idiots, and most of them they are fucking idiots who want to bring their kids, want to do it, let them do it. But then don't come crying if the child gets hurt when it kicks off.
Okay, stay there for a second. I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you, Robbie, from Darren.
Did you just say, Adrian, that the people who come in illegally are sent back home? Like, are you being genuine there, are you? If you're being genuine, that's just proof that you haven't an absolute clue what's going on and you only listen to the RTE mainstream media. Oh, my God. And Robbie's saying there, anti-immigration. No, Robbie. Anti-illegal immigration. There's a big fucking difference.
All right. Anti-illegal immigration, Robbie.
No. Sorry, no. These people are anti-brown people. A lot of them people are anti-brown people. You have a caller that calls in regular, a black lad. He's as Irish as you or I. Lovely man to talk to. But he has a bit of an accent. And he has already stated that people see him and they don't see him as Irish, even though he's as Irish as
born and bred Irish. Yeah. All right, stay there for a second, Robbie. Let me go to Martin. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, Good lads, thanks for having me on.
No bother, Martin. Children at this protest or counter-protest tomorrow, it is no place for children, basically.
Yeah, I'd be in slight agreement. You know, my political views, lads, I've been on here loads of times. I don't talk politics around my kids. I want them to come up with their own ideas and way of life. But I do see the argument, you know, you've got to sometimes show them what is happening, like, you know, and, you know, the country is on to shit.
And sorry, when you say you need to show them what's been happening or what's going on, like what? What exactly are you talking about? What do you think children need to be taught?
The towns and villages that they live in are completely unrecognisable to what they were when they were born. You know, us being second-class citizens in our own country. That sort of way. That sort of thing, which is going on.
Okay, so...
By the way, Martin, I don't know about you, Martin. How do you feel like a second-class citizen? I've never felt like a second-class citizen in this country at all.
How do I feel like a second... I'll tell you how I feel like a second-class citizen, Jeremy, right now. Because the car I'm sat in right now, I have to pay tax, NCT. I have to insure it. Everything.
Don't we all?
Keep up the maintenance. You know, we're not apart if you're, unless you're Ukrainian.
This is this story of one video that did the rounds where a guy who is a mechanic claims that the state paid for the servicing of a lovely car for a Ukrainian. I've seen the video. I know exactly what you're talking about. How common this is, I don't know. But you're basing everything.
Well, 1.6 million was spent on it.
You believe, it wasn't spent on one car. You believe that kids need to be taught that sort of stuff, that Ukrainians are getting their cars serviced. Or getting their cars fixed?
Possibly, yeah. They need, are you genuinely happy with the way things are in the country right now? Genuine question, like.
I've never been happy because there's always something that you're going to have.
There's always something wrong.
That you're going to have a grievance with. There's always something. If it's not immigration, it'll be hospital waiting lists, or it'll be places for children in school, or it'll be whatever the case may be. There'll always be something. So no one is ever going to be happy. And me and Martin, long before you moved to this country, there was protests back as long as I can remember, in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, the noughties.
About unemployment, about the hospitals, about schools, you name it. So Jeremy's point is, you're never going to have, the whole nation is never going to be completely happy with everything.
Well, I was pretty happy with life up until about 3-4 years ago
And what changed?
What changed?
How is your life so much unhappier now?
How is my life so much unhappier? Well, I don't have as much money in my pocket for a start, between carbon tax and everything like that. So the fuel goes up, the cost of living goes up. That's one thing. That's got nothing to do with immigration. That's got to do with the government.
Well, it's actually not. The cost of fuel is thanks to Mr. Vladimir Putin invading a country next door, and the price of fuel shooting through the roof. That's what that's about.
A barrel of oil is at its lowest now in years. But
no, it is. It is now, and it only reached that low level in the last couple of weeks, and it's starting to come down.
It's still 170 at the pump.
Again, Martin, what has this got to do with immigration, for God's sake? What has that got to do? What has that even got to do with the government, the price of fuel, because the government do not control the price of fuel in this country. They can't bring it down. It is down to the oil companies to bring the price down.
50% of what you pay at the pump is tax.
Yeah, that's still the case. That doesn't change.
Yeah, that's still. But you ask me what the government.
I'm saying to you. You're saying that the price of fuel has not come down, even though the barrel of oil has gone down. I agree with you; it hasn't. But that's nothing to do with the government.
Of course it is, because if they didn't have so much tax and revenue on it...
No. The price will go down proportionately. The tax will go down proportionately. It's the oil companies that drag their feet bringing down the price of oil. I understand that.
But you asked me, what can the government do? The government did intervene, and they took a bit off it when it got up to €2. But they soon put it back on, didn't they?
If this was a protest about the cost of petrol, then Martin, I'd be with you. I'd be in there tomorrow, maybe, myself, and you would.
But Adrian asked me, one of you asked me, you know, what changed, and that's one thing that has changed.
Okay, that's changed.
But then let me ask a question. How has immigration, whether legal or illegal. How has immigration ruined your life in the last 3 years? If you can point to specifics about it.
Okay, so I had a very hard time getting my eldest son into a secondary school.
That's fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, when I say that, I remember going around looking and say it said maths on the door here, maths room. It said it in Ukrainian underneath. Now, listen, all Ukrainian kids do need to have a right to education too. I'm not saying that they don't, by the way. But what I'm saying is, like, it's very hard to get where I live now. I'm not going to obviously name the school or name the town. Very hard to get kids into school. I know somebody else, even as low as national school now. Last year, there was 120 going into junior infants. This year, this September coming, there's 160 going in. And that's to do with immigration. That's because of the rising population of where we live.
Let me ask you then, this protest or this rally or whatever you want to call it tomorrow, firstly, will you be going to it?
Pardon?
Will you be going to this rally tomorrow?
No, I'm not going tomorrow, no.
Okay. Have you gone in the past?
I haven't gone in the past, no. I haven't gone in the past.
Right, so then you're not...
I don't agree with bringing my kids to it, so I have my kids at weekends.
Okay, but there have been rallies during the week as well, so you're devastated by the state of the country.
I'm not saying, Adrian, to be fair on Martin, Martin is saying exactly what most people are saying on this show. He wouldn't bring his children... That's what the topic is. He just said he wouldn't bring his children to that rally.
There have been rallies that have been on during the week as well. In other words,
I can't afford to take time off work. That's another thing to it. Like, I am annoyed at what's happening in the country, but it doesn't mean I should take a day off work.
Okay, do you support this rally tomorrow?
110% I support the rally.
And
why wouldn't I?
But you would be saying to people thinking of going, don't bring children.
And the only reason I say one of the main don't bring children is because of the fucking loons on the other side of the counter protest.
But you also said
Martin, there's some loons going to be in the national rally for Ireland as well.
Oh, there are. Listen, there's going to be gobshites. No matter what, even if you went for a rally about what you said about diesel or petrol, there's going to be fucking loons in it, right? But what I'm saying is the majority of people on the left are usually far more violent than people on the right. That's been the case for a year. Do you know Antifa? Do you know Antifa?
Yeah.
Do you know them? A violent fucking organisation compared to anything else. It's always them that agitate everything.
Well, who was it? Which side of the fence have been burning down buildings that have been earmarked for iPass centres? Which side? Has that been the far left or the far right?
Hold on. Obviously, that's people on the right side of the view.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know? Nobody's ever been caught for burning down these places. How do you know who is actually doing it?
Don't go down the rabbit hole now thinking that it's government.
Well, the guards are setting fire to
government.
I
have to say, I respect the point that you made at the start of this conversation where you said that parents should not be filling children with their own political ideas.
No, he didn't say that.
No, I think he did.
They need to hear this stuff. Ukrainians are getting their car service. Yes, you did, completely.
I thought you said, Martin.
No, he did not.
I thought you said, Martin.
He said kids need to be...
Well, you let the man answer, for God's sake.
He said kids need to be taught that Ukrainians are getting their cars serviced. That's what he said.
And is there something wrong with that, Adrian, that you're informing people of what's actually going on?
Well,
there's an article there in the Irish Times about how much was spent on Ukrainian cars. And if the Irish Times are saying it, the most leftist fucking paper going.
I know, but I saw that article last week, Martin. I have a 10-year-old young fella who's very inquisitive. My younger two kids only care about Bluey, watching Bluey on the TV. They're only into cartoons. But my 10-year-old is quite inquisitive. When that article appeared in the Indo 2 weeks ago, whatever, I didn't run to my young fella and go, "Now, Luke, sit down there. Wait till I tell you about this." He doesn't need to know about stuff like that.
I didn't run down and tell my young fella either. But what I'm saying is, if they ask, you have to tell them.
Well, no kid is going to ask, "Sorry, how much are you Ukrainians getting their car serviced for?" No child is going to ask.
Well, the kids about 13 or 14 are inquisitive. They read the news, they read the papers.
But as well, you don't want to turn your kids into little fascists either. And I don't know if you saw the video.
A little fascist for telling the truth, is it?
No, what I'm saying is, if you saw a video...
It's your truth. It's your truth, Mark.
No, it was reported, Adrian.
Okay. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make to Jeremy is, yes, Jeremy, he does believe kids need to hear this.
Well, sorry,
stuff.
I got the point
there
wrong.
There you go. Okay.
I got the point wrong.
Let me bring in more opinions on this. And this is Natalie.
Overall, like, all parents should be allowed to protest for their kids' sake and for adults in general. But if they've no, like, babysitters for their kids, then they should be just allowed to go with their parents, because it's for their future as well. But as it's a peaceful protest as well, but if it gets like any violent, like I'm pretty sure there'll be guarded there that can deal with it, and then all the families have to do with their kids is just walk away from the protest if it gets any violent, and then let the guard deal with it. So yeah.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Una. Big rally in Dublin over the weekend and a counter-protest as well. This conversation started from, should children be brought to this protest? What do you think?
No, they shouldn't be brought to this protest. What if a row breaks out? It's not a lovely sight for kids to see, is it?
No, it's not, and it could be potentially very dangerous. But yeah. Martin, while he doesn't agree with kids being brought, he believes that kids need to know what's going on. They need to be taught everything that's going on in the country, everything that's wrong with the country. The kids need to be taught that.
No, and they have schools for that to teach them and tell them about it. Why bring them to a protest? Why not bring them to McDonald's or a cinema or maybe to the Plex or somewhere like that? Why did you have to bring them out?
Well, the message we played a moment ago is was basically saying, well, if they don't have a babysitter tomorrow, should just bring them to the protest.
Nah, that's only an excuse. That's only an excuse.
Okay, so to anybody who's listening to us now who is planning to go to the National Rally for Ireland tomorrow or even the counter-protest, and they're going to bring the kids as well because, believe me, thousands will. What do you say to those people?
Well, they ought to be ashamed themselves. Because I think it's wrong. What's it for kids? What can the kids do? Only look at people roaring and shouting racism, you name it. Is that what you want your children to see?
Well, as Martin said, kids need to know what's really going on.
No, they don't need to know what's going on. No. They're only kids after all.
I agree with you. Well, what happens there as well, there was a video that appeared online last year from Coolock. And there was a protest outside, I think it was outside the Crown Paints, actually, one of the protests. And there was a load of young fellas, I'd say they were about 11 or 12, only a couple of years older than my young fella. And they were all on bikes, screaming, get them out, send them home, send them home, send them home. And it's whatever about hearing parents saying stuff like that. I'm not this mad lefty loony. I'm a centrist like you are, Adrian. I'm right down the centre. But when you see 11 and 12-year-old kids, it reminded me of that scene in Schindler's List when the kids are standing by the side of the road shouting, Jews, go! Send the Jews home. Kids should not be involved in shit like that. Your childhood is supposed to be an innocent time. And the places that they're picking this up from, by the way, is not Facebook, because kids aren't on Facebook. They're picking it up from racists on TikTok, who are trying to brainwash them. People say the left brainwashed. The right are the biggest brainwashers of the lot. They're getting it on TikTok and they're getting it at home because they're hearing mammy and daddy saying, oh, those fucking foreigners getting everything. Those fucking foreigners. Here, son, you can't go on holiday this year because of the fucking foreigners. Everything's blamed on the foreigners. And the worst crime that you can do is to instill hate into your child. It's disgusting.
And is that what you believe people are doing if they bring their kids to these protests?
Yeah, they are. They are.
Instilling hate in their children.
Yeah.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Great topic, by the way.
Parents who bring their kids to protests like this National Rally for Ireland are instilling hatred into their children.
Well, I don't believe that, you know. Look, you know, I'm going to say this, you know, you wouldn't be bringing kids to it, but if they want to bring their kids to it, then, you know, I don't think they can do what they want, I suppose. Like, they're kids at the end of the day. I wanted to say this, Adrian, and the opening of the show there, you said about Malachy Stevenson. Malachy is a great guy, you know, and he speaks the truth about what's going on. I'll be there tomorrow, and so will a couple of my friends be. And we're not going out for trouble. We're going out to peacefully protest about what's happening in this country. Claire Clarkson hates men, but I just wanted to say that to you.
Hang on. The fact of the matter is that she posted online that if you have children, please don't bring them to the protest because trouble could break out.
Yeah. That there she's a shit-stolen. That's what Claire Clarkson is.
And please do, because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that the thing she said, and indeed the guy who contacted us in the first place, is don't bring your children to these protests. End of.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to the protest tomorrow, and everybody was asking about what he's going for. I tell you what I'm going for. What you said earlier on, Jeremy, you live around the corner from a night park centre. So do I. You know, I don't get it, Jerry. You must be the lucky one, because there's people, you know, from this right past them that are drinking in the local fields, that they're in the bushes, and they're doing drugs. You know, they're not the type of people that we have enough shit going on in our own country with our own people. You know, and then these muppets then, you know, coming in. Like, why are they doing it? If you ever ask yourself, you know, you've seen there the videos there down the country there just a couple of nights ago, with busloads of them, got the Gardaí everywhere. I'm busing them in to where, you know, it's kind of, it's not fit for housing anybody. It was an industrial unit, Adrian. Like, why are they doing this to towns all over the country? You have to ask yourself that. You know, like, I said to you before, Adrian.
Let me ask you, John, do you think anything is going to happen as a result of a protest tomorrow?
Well, I'd like to hope so. I'd like to think that the government needs to listen to the Irish people, ladies and gentlemen. Like, we're the ones that keep the country going. We're the ones that, you know, like I told you before, Adrian and Jeremy, my son still can't get a house. Now, he's up to, well, give and take, he's about 45,000 now. Like, he's going to need another 25,000 to get a house in this country. Now, he was always asked, oh, what's that got to do with immigration? It has everything that's got to do with immigration. It's the landlords, it's greedy fucking landlords. It's landlords again, IPAS centres. They're making millions out of us. They're making fucking millions every year out of us. And it's even government.
Okay.
Your man fucking Healy Ray has his fingers in the pot.
John, calm down here. The topic today is about whether it's a place for kids. And what you're saying, but you're actually agreeing. In fact, I think, have we spoken to one person, or have we even heard from one person who thinks it's okay to bring kids into that?
No, not one, no.
Not one. So
it is a doubt. It's the future of our kids, Jeremy, as well. But like, you said it earlier on about Luke, right? But what's the future hold for Luke if this carries on? What's the future hold for my kids if this carries on? This cannot keep on, guys. They can't keep building modular homes and spending millions.
Okay, why aren't you bringing your kids in tomorrow then?
They're not kids anymore. They're going with me. They're not leaving now, but they'll always be my kids. They're in their 20s now. They are coming with me.
Oh, they are going, are they?
Yeah, but they're not kids. Like, I thought you were talking about 5 to 10 year olds, okay, 20, you know, 12 year olds.
Okay, tomorrow when you are at that protest, John, there will be kids in prams. There will be young kids.
I know that. And that's just,
Do you have an issue with that?
I don't have an issue with that. As I said, everybody to their own. You know, if they want to bring their kids, that's well and good. But, you know, Ireland needs to take... This is why this protest is happening. I think it is very important. You know, I think the government need to listen to the Irish people. They haven't listened to us for a long time. You know, this can't keep going on. You know, Helen McEntee, I just want to say this, guys. Helen McEntee said there a couple of weeks ago that the education system is under fucking severe stress from immigration. You know, you can see it. Half of the classes that have immigrated. No, I don't. I always said to you, do a fucking right. Do what America does and do what Australia does. If you land with your passport and you don't have any clinical convictions, you're allowed into the country. If you have one clinical conviction, get the fuck back onto that plane. You're into that waiting room. You know, that plane is leaving there for Lagos or wherever it is you're going back to, or anywhere else. That's the way it should be done, guys. It should be done properly.
And John, I'm not even going to argue with any of what you've just said, okay? However, going back to the point of a protest like this, which, let's be honest, could very easily kick off into something tomorrow, okay?
We all know
there's the national rally, then there's the Dublin Stand Against Racism counter-protest. Something could kick off at this, so children should not be at it.
Yeah, and Paul Murphy there. Anywhere Paul Murphy goes is trouble anyway. So, yeah, so I do agree with you there. Look, like I said to you, Edgem, if you want to bring kids to people of Ireland, it's their country. If they want to bring their kids to a national protest tomorrow, that's up to them.
No,
you know,
it's not.
I'm not going to tell them not to...
Well, dude, you can tell them. You can, absolutely can. This is the platform to tell them. Those parents are going to be listening to this podcast, so you can tell them actually directly why they shouldn't bring their kids into the... I can't think of one good reason, John, why they should bring their kids in.
Well, Adrian and Jeremy, you know me now. I'm a long caller to this show. I never told anybody what to do with the kids. It's up to them. I'm not going to tell them what to do. But what I will say this, you know, it's the kids' future. I suppose people want to bring their kids home, some of them do, because it is about their kids' future as well. This is on the line.
Yeah, but they'll be the same parents who, if, God forbid, trouble kicks off at the rally, they'll be the same parents who'll be on Facebook tomorrow night giving out about little Jaden and his pram being pushed over, which would be horrific, by the way, or pepper spray, It is not, whether it's peaceful or it's not peaceful, I don't give a shite who starts the trouble, whether it's the left, the right, the centre.
Well, we've all seen the videos of who starts the trouble, and I have to be honest, and you're going to fucking blame me. It's the cops.
Okay.
It always was the cops.
Okay.
You know?
Whoever starts trouble, I don't care whoever's to the cause of it. The point is, it is not the place for a child.
But that's your opinion, and again, it's called opinions matter, guys. You know, but you know, if they want to bring their kids to so well, let them on. You know,
okay, do me a favor.
The fact of the matter is,
John, stay there for a second.
John, you'll be the same one to be on this podcast next week if a child is knocked over or whatever, pushed aside. You'll be the same person.
I wouldn't care, you know.
Yeah, she'll be a guard of brutality, guard of brutality. If something does kick off and the guards have to baton charge, which we've seen before.
So they're baton charging people for no good fucking reason, Jeremy. We've seen the videos in Killock. We've seen it down in the country. We've seen it on Dundrum.
So if that is happening, why in God's name would you put a child in harm's way?
Why in God's name are the guards supposed to be the holders of peace, baton charging people and pepper spraying people when they're only protesting about what's going on in their own area? I don't get it. I never understand this country. See, this government and this country are all arseholes. I always said it to you.
Okay, you've literally just said that there's a chance that the guards could baton charge a crowd, and then in the same breath you said, but it's okay.
No, you said it. You said it about pepper spray, and I agree with you.
You agreed. So you agree that there could be a baton charge tomorrow, there could be pepper spray.
I said if anybody's going to kick off, it'd be the guardie. That's what I said.
So why bring your kids to that?
I don't know. As I said, people can do what they like. They're their kids. If they want to bring their kids to a protest, let them.
Okay, stay there for a second, John, if you can, please. I've somebody you might like to talk to in a second. Here's Neil.
Lads, it's just in the paper there. I sent you the video. Ukrainians get state pension, and that's what pisses people off. They're only here a couple of years and they get state pension. Now, I'm not going to go on about it, all right? I'm not going to. It's a left program today. It really is. The two of you are there picking on somebody. Why don't you put John on, or put Jay on, or put Jonathan on, lads? Read this out. Cheers.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. You're annoyed by what you're hearing. Why?
Really annoyed, yeah. Jarlick said, the guard are the ones that cause trouble. No, the far-right agitators, the scumbags, they're the ones that always cause trouble and stuff like this. Remember last year at the halting site that was set on fire by the arsonists, the far-right? They were the ones that were causing trouble, and the guard had to go in and use force to deal with those bastard.
We've all seen videos of Gardaí attacking people for no good reason, knocking elderly people over. There's no need for it. The Gardaí, you just need to stand back. Let the protest happen. That's all I'm saying, superiors even tell them that.
So the government should just do nothing and let scumbags keep causing trouble.
I'm not saying they should. Why cause trouble when they're not nobody's causing trouble?
You don't think that with your fucking attitude, John, right? The government needs to use force on those scumbags, all right? Now, parents should not be bringing their kids to demonstrations like this tomorrow, either on the right or the left, because the far right tomorrow, some of those scum there are going to be looking to cause trouble. Mark my damn words, and we're going to see some chaos happen.
So, Anthony, you're another clear.
The daughter will have to use force to deal with these scum has only all the far right scum want to do is just cause trouble. They want to cause violence, and the Garda will have to use force to deal with that. Parents should not be bringing their kids to these demonstrations either.
Okay, and so Anthony, under no circumstances should any parent involved in any of these protests tomorrow bring any child along.
Not bring their kids along, because violence is going to kick off on the far right. That's what's going to happen. Violence is going to kick off on the far right. That's what's going to happen. Mark my
words. Sorry, John.
Can I speak now, Anthony? Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for that. Anthony, I'll tell you what, okay? Isn't it funny that anybody that just wants to stand up for our country and wants a better life for everybody in this country, the Irish, we all, listen, forget about everything here for a minute, lad, okay? We are Irish. We shouldn't have to be going protesting. Do you actually think that we want to be going out and wasting here Saturday in town? You know, we don't want to be doing this. We don't need to be doing this. We can see mothers, elderly mothers and fathers all over the country out protesting about people being shipped into fucking them, you know, industrial units. You know, we don't need this. Nobody needs this, Anthony, okay? And you can call me what you like. You can call it worse. Just because I want better from my country and my kids, I'm a fucking far right, I'm a fool again, I'm this, I'm that. I don't really give a fuck what you call me, to be honest with you. But the thing is, the own best interests I have is for me in the Ireland of Ireland and for the Irish people. And that's not too much to fucking ask.
Okay,
now,
let me throw that right back at you, Anthony, that the reason John will be going to this protest is for his children and their future.
There are other options besides causing trouble and just being an agitator and what deal with violence. I mean, if you don't like the government so much, get out and fucking vote. That's your destination. Just get out and
vote.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't vote on it. They just sat on their butts and didn't go out and fucking
vote. It didn't work, Anthony. It didn't work. I vote in polling stations.
So what do you want?
The Irish government to listen to the Irish people, Anthony. That's what you fucking want, Anthony. The Irish government to listen to the Irish people of Ireland. Our fucking Ireland. We want to put our citizens first. Our citizens first before anybody else's. That's it. That's what I want, Anthony. Ireland for the Irish. I want our citizens first. Is that too much to fucking ask in your own country, Anthony?
Why should the government listen to a bunch of racist far-right bastards?
I'm only fucking racist when I only want what I want for the better of the Irish people, Anthony. Are you fucking stupid?
I'm not the one that's fucking stupid. You're the one that's fucking stupid. You're ranting about Ireland for the Irish. And you forget your Irish history.
I want their citizens looking after force. I don't want their citizens second-class people in their own fucking country. Second-class citizens in their own country. You couldn't fucking write this. Anthony, educate yourself, please, will you?
You're the one who needs to educate yourself, you damn idiot.
I'm getting a headache from both of you. John, I've been asked to play this voice note for you, so have a listen, please, to this.
Yeah, sorry, I can't come on there. But this is a message for John, all right? He's the most uneducated moron that ever comes on the show, and he comes on and pisses people off. Try not to use as much language this, right, because he really, really pisses me off. He's not about the cops cause trouble to these riots. No, it's not. The far-right clowns who have no jobs comes in and absolutely cause carnage like they did in the Dublin riots. But he'll blame the cops for that like he always does. He's a moron. He's not about him being a great father. Yeah, he's not about it's okay for kids to go into this protest tomorrow, which is disgraceful, knowing that there's absolute scumbags going in to do probably what they did in the last time at the Dublin riots and cause trouble. John is an absolute moron. He's absolute zero advice to be a father. I'd say he's a rubbish father if he's going out with that sort of absolute fucking nonsense. Excuse my language. But he really pisses me off. All he is a curry delivery driver. That's all he ever will be. He's an absolute moron. Absolute clown. And he's going on like he knows what he's talking. Blaming the government this, blaming the government that, blaming immigration. He hasn't a fucking clue what he's talking about. He's an absolute clueless clown is what he is.
Do you want to respond John?
I'd say he does, Adrian. Yeah. He does.
Well, yeah. Tell that fella to take a Valium and take it easy, okay? Tell him I'm doing it for his family and his kids and everybody else's kids on this island of Ireland, okay? I'm only doing what's right for my son, my daughter, my fucking kid, nephews and nieces that want a better Ireland for Ireland. You know, I'm not doing nothing wrong here. You know, people, I expected that, Adrian. I really did, because because it just goes to show you, I hit his nerve there. You know, he's a far left. He fucking couldn't be any far left if you're even trying. And it's going to piss him off. I knew it would, you know. But the fact of the matter is, there's nothing wrong with wanting better for the Ireland of Ireland. What's wrong with that?
And do you believe, John, that this is my final question to you, do you believe that a rally like this, the rally, National Rally for Ireland, do you think it'll make a blind bit of difference?
As I say, Adrian, I really do hope it makes a difference. I really do hope that the Irish government, you know, listen to the Irish people, you know, because the Irish people have had enough, you know. And he was saying there about people that's on the dole and what have you not. I went in to post a fucking letter there in the post office. I had to turn around. All of the teams, you're talking about the Irish not working. The fucking, the queue was out the door of immigration fucking applicants collecting their money. So he's some fucking cheek, you know. Is he blind? Are people blind, Adrian? I always wondered what rock they're living under. Because here, the Irish people have had enough. They've had a fucking enough. It's as simple as that. And it's about time that that's it, man.
Thank you, John. Let me squeeze in a few more voice notes on this before we wrap up. This is Keith.
Lefties who claim they're not doing the government's work are doing the government's work. Now, if anybody wants to bring their children into the protest tomorrow, remember, they always go off peacefully. It's always the lefties over on the other side with that blue attack dog in front of them that wants to start the fucking trouble. They're the ones spreading the narrative that there's going to be trouble tomorrow. And I can tell anyone out there, it's probably already implied this, but tell anyone out there, there's going to be no trouble at it. People are going to come, assemble, they're going to do that march, that protest, whatever, and they're going to leave and they're going to go home. They're just going to show that they're supporting. They're not going in for trouble. The fact of the matter is, the whole protest has been held because they don't want trouble on the streets. It's the lefties that want to bring in all the third world into this fucking country. They're the ones who the message should be pointed at. So anybody that's going in tomorrow, there's going to be no trouble. None whatsoever. Unless you're on the left.
What's the left, by the way?
What do you mean the left? It's the opposite to the right.
No, but what's it? Because people, and I'm sure if you were on the line, Keith, you would deny that there's a far right in Ireland. People don't believe there's such a thing as the far right.
Well, the left are running a protest called Dublin Stands Against Racism. Counter-protest.
But they don't believe the right exists, but they believe the left exists.
And let me squeeze in Henry.
You hear some of these protesters saying Ireland is rising and we're going to have the biggest crowd ever on the march tomorrow. I guarantee you something, you'll get four times more people in the Cork versus Tipperary match in Parky Cave on Sunday than you will the match tomorrow.
I think you're probably dead right, Henry, I have to say. Anyway, interesting conversation. Thanks very much indeed, all of you.
It was a screaming match.
Well, it was, yes.
It was a conversation.
Thank you very much indeed, all of you, for listening. If you are going to the rallies in town tomorrow, please be careful and maybe don't bring the kids if you don't have to. Thank you very much indeed for listening. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.